I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to the I've Decided radio show this Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We are so excited that you have decided to join us this morning. We have an amazing guest in the studio with us, one of our awesome business resources, and she's become one of my great friends, Nyssa Catton from Lincoln College Abe. Hey, Nyssa.
Hi, Kim.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You guys can't see this, but Nyssa's got this cute little baby bump. Having a baby comes sometime around February.
Yes.
Little baby boy. How exciting.
Yep.
So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Can't wait to meet him because Silas, your little five, is he five or
yep,
six?
He's five. Yeah.
He's so cute. So no doubt his little brother's going to be just as adorable as he is. So that's exciting. Get that off the table. Have to share that awesome news. You know, our weekly winning word this week is preparation.
Yes.
And so, well, I think about, you know, that when it comes to, I mean, just thinking about having a baby, all the preparation and the work that you have to do to make sure that you're successful.
Absolutely.
And so preparation is a really good word. I think I'll open it. I don't normally open it with the quote, but it just kind of lays the foundation for our conversation today. But before anything else, preparation is the key to success. And that's an Alexander Graham Bell quote, but it's so true. Mm-hmm. And I think there are a lot of people out there who have goals and dreams, and maybe they need to do some preparation work in order to see those come to fruition.
Yes.
And that's why you're here today, because Lincoln College Abe, which is a college for adult learning, higher education, is here in Peoria and a great resource, I think, to help these people who might be working in jobs where they want to get promotions, or maybe they want to change careers so that they can make more money or get more money where they are. But I think you're perfect for this show today.
Well, we try. Yeah.
So how did we land, you know, tell us the story here. How did we land with Lincoln College Abe here in Peoria?
Well, it was a market that had a need. And I mean, so we started in the Bloomington Normal area, and then we expanded to Oglesby. We also have a satellite campus at IVCC in Oglesby. And we recognized that, you know, there was a need in the Peoria area too. And with ICC, Illinois Central College, being right here, we do great work with partnering with community colleges, because generally our students are transfer students. They've completed some kind of education, college courses in their past, and then they took some time off, or they're even, you know, going straight from the community college straight to us. They can get the 2-year degree and then they can transfer to us, or if they want to start with us, I mean, they can do it that way too. But the partnership that we had here with ICC, we encourage students to complete their associates or their gen eds with ICC. And we actually have what's called an articulation agreement. Essentially, that's just an academic term that says that we all sat down and we agreed that these courses transfer in as the same as this course for us. And that, you know, we're going to accept a certain, if you have an associate's degree or an associate's degree, an associate of applied science. That's actually one thing that we partner with ICC for. A lot of students who have completed an associate of applied science, that's considered a non-transfer degree. It's just a very focused vocational degree. So things like paralegal studies, things like radiography or dental hygiene. Some students, if they want to pursue their bachelor's degree, it's kind of difficult to transfer to the 4-year. But we actually cater to those students. We have 2 degrees that are specifically designed for those students to transfer their entire Associate of Applied Science. So one is a Bachelor's of Applied Management and Entrepreneurship. It's very similar to our business management degree. But it, like I said, it's designed for the Associate of Applied Science. And then we have a Bachelor of Applied Science in Organizational Leadership. And that's more of a, I hate saying soft skills, but business oriented with more of the people skills. So it's things like communication, interpersonal relations, but in a leadership role.
Wow. So that's awesome. So a lot of the ICC students that have done 2 years at ICC and got their associate's degree, they can transfer in to Lincoln College ABE. But don't they have to be a certain age in order to do that, correct?
Yes. We actually just recently, so it used to be 23 years of age or older. We actually just lowered it to 21.
Okay.
But they do have to have a certain number of work experience and a transfer GPA of at least a 2.0 or higher.
So explain the work experience. So this is where we get into the not so traditional, right? Because
yes.
It's generally someone who is an adult that's already been working in a career, and now they've decided they need to either finish, complete a degree, or get a degree.
Yeah, generally it's 2 years of full-time work experience. What I do tell students, though, is that if they have been working part-time for the whole time that they've been earning the associates, or if they had worked full-time for, you know, a year and a half, and then they took some time off, and then they hop back in, really it's a cumulative, not a consistent. But as long as what we're looking for with that is that we want them to have real life application skills. So we want to be able to know that they have the maturity and that they can apply the things that they're learning in the class, because with the classes, they are one night a week. The rest is online, and every 5 weeks they move on to a new course. So the amount of time that they spend in the classroom is very limited. So we want them to be able to understand the concept, apply it to something in the real world. And having that work experience really does help with that.
So that's the accelerated portion of it. So that's why you need, right, I get it, makes sense now. That does totally make sense. So, because if you're going to accelerate through a program, you need to have some type of experience that you can apply
to bring to the table
to help you move through it quickly versus a student who's graduated high school who needs to go through the process a little slower because they don't really have that life experience.
Yeah, it's not something that they're necessarily doing in the workforce or that they've had the experience prior to coming into the classroom. So, yes, this is specifically designed for a more mature audience. The majority of our, in fact, the average age of our students is 35.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was thinking probably 25, but
nope.
35.
Well, yeah, 35.
You know what it is, too, is because now it really, truly is becoming urgent. I think that people, in order to land that good job, sometimes we were talking about before we started recording the show, it doesn't really matter what your degree is, but companies require those degrees to get those good promotions.
Yes. Yeah. I tell students all the time, you want to pursue something you're passionate about, because if you just go for the degree because you like the title, doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to enjoy it or that you're going to be successful. So go for something that you're going to enjoy.
Absolutely. Hey, we got to take a break, but we'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. We are happy that you are with us this Sunday morning. I have Nissa Catton in the studio with me today. She runs the show over at Lincoln College ABE here in Peoria, but she begs to differ. But I think she definitely has a lot. You're jack of all trades over there, doing a lot. And your job title and description covers a broad range, from helping students get signed up to helping them decide what direction to go, to the classes, to walking them through all the processes, to marketing.
My technical title is site coordinator, but it's kind of, I tell my students, one-stop shop. So admissions, recruiting, academic advising. I write our course rotation, so I get to decide what classes we're offering every 5 weeks based on the students in the programs and the overlaps in the curriculum. Administer placement tests, course evaluations, maintain our partnerships. You name it, I'm doing it for the Peoria area. Thankfully, my supervisor is amazing. And he kind of just lets me do my own thing. But if I need support, then I can reach out, definitely. So,
well, you
no, I don't run the show, but
I think you do.
I am maintaining things in Peoria.
I think you do. And I think you're doing an outstanding job.
Well, thanks,
well we're talking about our weekly winning word. And for those of you who are members of I've Decided, you know that every Sunday you get a weekly winning resource in your inbox, and it has a weekly winning word and a weekly winning quote and a little challenge and things that you can do to help you stay on track, and it correlates to your success planner and journal. And so on the shows every Sunday, we just like to talk to our guest about that word and kind of dive into it a little bit more, kind of bring it to life, if you will. But preparation is the word of the week, and so it makes sense to have our awesome business resource, Lincoln College Abe, yes, Nissa, here in the studio to kind of talk about that. Because, again, like we were saying, when it comes to being successful in your goals and your dreams, a lot of times there is some preparation that needs to happen.
Not a lot of times, all the time. Well, you have to prepare.
Well, that is true, but there could be things specifically that you have to do,
yes,
in order to get somewhere, right? And getting your degree could be one of the things that's holding you back. And maybe you might think, I can't do that because it would require me to have to go back to school and I'm too old. Well, guess what? We just found out from Nissa that the average age is 35,
yep,
which means that there are people there that are older than that.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And I actually, during the break, I mentioned to Kim, I said, no, I'm actually working with a woman who's 74.
Isn't that so awesome?
It's not that you're going to be the old person or you're going to be stuck in a room with a bunch of youngsters. I mean, you know, they're average 35, yes. And so we have some mid-20s, but then we also have some older individuals. And that's the beauty of the program is that when you do have that life experience, you can bring that to the classroom. And that's what Abe is all about. It's that networking with those individuals who have been in the workforce, who are currently working, who have been around and know something, and they can bring that to the table and apply it to what's going on in the class.
I love the diversity.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
When you said 74 and mid-20s, I'm like, wow. What that lady or man, I don't know if it's, I think you said it was a lady, a 74-year-old lady.
Yes.
Yeah. What that lady could bring to the table and help share her wisdom with
Absolutely,
those 20-somethings,
yes,
and even 30-somethings. I mean, what an awesome classroom to be in. So let's talk about the fear that,
yes,
somebody listening might be feeling right now, because, you know, that's the big thing, is overcoming those fears in order to be successful. And so you might be listening right now to this show thinking, you know, it's been a little birdie on your shoulder saying you need to finish school. You should do it. It's now or never, you know, get started. But you're a little afraid. So I think, Nissa, you can help them overcome some
Definitely.
Of those fears.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's one big thing that we talk about when I meet with students initially. We talk about those fears. And so a lot of it is it's been so long since I've been out. And since our program is hybrid, so it's the one night a week in class and the rest is online. So some people, their fear is that technology. I teach our orientation. We have a mandatory orientation for our new students. And it's just a one night thing, but, we teach them how to use the online learning management system so that way they don't feel like they're left high and dry to figure it out on their own. We walk them through the steps. We give them all their login information. And as far as the fear of, you know, being out for so long, I tell my students, not to say that, you know, I've been out forever, but I had been out since my undergrad for about 7 years. And I suddenly decided that I decided that I wanted to get a feel for what my students were experiencing. It had been quite some time, like I said, almost 7 years since I had been in the classroom myself. And I'd never done a 5-week course before. In fact, I did kind of the traditional, but I did the, you know, from community college, and I transferred to the 4-year at, you know, college age, what everyone supposes is the traditional route to go. And so I went back and I took some of our classes because I wanted to know what my students were experiencing. And so I've actually taken 5 of our ABE courses. And being the person who runs the Peoria location, working probably about 50 to 60 hours a week, having my sassy little 5-year-old boy that Kim was referring to, and my husband works in heating and air, and so his hours are kind of crazy. But with all of that craziness and all of that work and all of the, you know, balancing and juggling, I was able to take 5 of our classes so far. And now I'm actually, I'm going for my master's. But being able to take those classes alongside my students and know that it is possible, like even with how hectic and crazy things are, that one night a week really does work for busy individuals. In fact, that's one of the things that we say about our program. It's bachelor's degrees for your busy life. And as you heard me mention, now master's too.
So you guys actually have the master's program too.
Yes.
We're going to have to roll into all the programs that you offer and what people can sign up for in the next segment because we have about a minute left. But I also want to talk about the average cost. I don't know if that's, you know, possible, if it's different depending on the classes you take or what you need. But I'd be curious because take someone like me who would have to go,
yes,
I need all 4 years, right? Mm-hmm. I don't have any college credits that would transfer.
Yeah.
So, you know, what the fear of cost.
Absolutely.
For someone like me, there's 2 major fears. A, I don't even remember fractions. So
we math is not the largest component.
So I have to figure that out. And I mean, I remember some traditional math, but I'm just saying fractions. Yeah. I mean, that's like, I have a friend that's a 5th grade teacher. They do fractions. I'm like, man, I don't even remember fractions. But then the other is, I'm almost 50 years old. Am I going to get an ROI? Like,
yes.
How much am I going to have to spend on this 4-year education at this point in my life? And is it going to make enough of impact or make me feel good enough that it's going to be worthy of what I have to spend? So we're going to take a break. Be thinking on that.
Yes,
so we're going to talk about the programs and cost when we come back.
Definitely.
All right. Awesome. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Thank you so much for being with us. I hope you are enjoying getting to know Nissa, who runs Lincoln College ABE here in Peoria. We've been talking about our weekly winning word, preparation, and how maybe you might want to think about finishing a degree or going back to school and furthering your education if that's what's holding you back from reaching those goals and dreams that you desire, because that's what we are here for. I've decided that's what we're all about, helping you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever they might be, providing you all the resources, all the pieces of the puzzle for success, everything that you need to achieve whatever it is that you desire. And we bring lots of resources to you, especially through our business resources, obviously, like Lincoln College ABE here in Peoria. But we have almost 60 other business resources for you. And we want to give a shout out to them, too, because it's because of all of our business resources that we're able to have this radio show today. It's because of them that we're able to have our 3 motivational leadership conferences that we bring to the community every year, our monthly success socials, all of the events that we do that help you and provide you the resources that you need. So if you have not visited our website, I want to invite you to do that now. You can go to ivedecided.org. If you click on the resource tab, you'll be able to see all the businesses that can help you in achieving your goals and dreams. And if you have not already joined our community, we want to invite you to do that as well. It literally takes like 2 minutes. While you're on the website, you can sign up, join our community just in time to get your 2020 success planner and journal for next year so that you can utilize that tool to help you stay on track for success. So we'd love to see you at our next Success Social. Those are on the 4th Friday of every month out at the Garden, our resource center. And that's located at 1014 West Pioneer Parkway. So we'd love to see you out there at one of those events as a new member. So check us out while you're on the website. Well, before we left for our last break, Nissa, we were talking about overcoming some of those fears. Yes. And I just shared some of my fears, which were, A, I'm almost 50 years old, and I haven't been in school in a very, very long time. And so those things that you learn when you're in school that you don't necessarily apply, like fractions, those kinds of things. And then also the cost affected with it. Like, you know, what's the ROI going to look like? So take someone like me, use me as an example, and I need to get a four-year degree. What is the cost expectation, a breakdown of that? And is it going to take me 4 years, or can I do it in less with the accelerated program? Like,
So students that transfer, well, that come in with absolutely no credit, there's a common misconception with the term accelerated. So accelerated describes actually the class itself. So you do one class at a time, and they are 5 weeks. So it's 16-week class, but in 5 weeks. So over a 16-week semester, you can complete up to 9 credit hours, so 3 classes, one every 5 weeks. Full-time is considered 12 credit hours, so it's a little bit under full-time. So a student coming in with absolutely no college credit, it really depends on the program that they're pursuing. In the Peoria location, I generally am going to encourage students with no college credit to look at ICC options first, because we are partnered with them. We want to make sure that we keep that partnership going, and we are actually very proud of that partnership. But especially the reason why is, let's go on to the fear of the cost. As I mentioned, ICC has with us, we have an articulation agreement. So essentially, there's a list of classes that ICC offers that come in as the exact same classes with us, but it's at the community college tuition rate, because their highest awarding degree is an associate's degree. So community college tuition's a little bit cheaper. So I believe they're about 150 a credit hour. So things like your Composition 1, Composition 2, speech, those kind of general education courses, I'm going to encourage students to take those with ICC. And then if you want to transfer to us once you're done with those, or even sometimes students can do them at the same time, kind of swap back and forth. But then they would finish up the second half of that degree with us. And like I said, it really depends on the program that you're pursuing. It's 120 credit hours per degree program to confer a bachelor's degree. So for our tuition per credit hour, we're $330 a credit hour for our bachelor's degrees, our undergraduate programs. If you're looking at a master's degree, which I know you're like, I got to get through the first step first.
Associates, bachelor's.
But for individuals who are hoping to pursue the master's program, that's $440 a credit hour. But compared to other institutions in the area, our undergraduate tuition rate, we're about two-thirds the cost of public institutions. And we are private, which means that smaller class sizes, more individualized attention, which is the reason why when Kim talks about how I'm accessible and I'm the person that you talk to, the benefit to that is that because we are a small private liberal arts college, that I can be that person for those students, because we have a smaller group of students, and we try to keep our class sizes very limited. So we try not to have more than about 15 students in the classroom at the same time.
So you're taking one credit per 5 weeks?
Three credits, generally. One class.
So one class, three credits. So 330
a credit hour.
Times three.
Yes.
Per 5 weeks is what it'll cost you.
Yeah.
And you'll have to do that how many times to get your bachelor's?
Depends on what you're bringing in.
Associates. Let's say you're bringing in an associate.
So if you already had 60 credit hours when you're coming in. So if you're doing 3 credit hours and you've already brought in 60 credits, and let's say the only thing that you have remaining are just 60 credits, it's 25-week sessions. So you're going to need to do that 3 credits 20 times to get you to the 120 credit hours to confer your bachelor's degree.
Okay, good. That makes sense to me, though. Mm-hmm. All right, awesome. So what are the programs that someone could choose from? So how many, you know, I know that there's like tons and tons and tons of different degrees that people can get. So we have about 30 seconds left in this segment, but we can roll over when we come back from break, but start talking to us about some of the programs.
Yeah. So we'll tap on some of the programs, but then we'll talk about options to pay for your degree as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because we talked about the price, but we didn't talk about how we can make it more affordable. So degree options that we offer here in Peoria in the ABE program, we have things, degrees in business management, health services administration, organizational leadership, entrepreneurship, liberal arts, criminal justice, you name it.
Sounds like just, almost everything.
Yeah, wide range. Yeah, definitely.
We got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We are in the studio with Nissa Catton from Lincoln College ABE right here in Peoria. We're discussing our weekly winning word preparation and how Lincoln College ABE is making it, you know, really helping people that are adults finish school at an accelerated pace, at an affordable price, lots of options, getting your bachelor's and your master's now. You guys have a master's program, and it's extremely affordable, as we were just learning. But also, you guys have options for people to help pay. It's not like you got to have all the money up front.
Oh, no. So the students in our program are actually eligible for financial aid. It's common misconception. You're like, oh, but I'm only taking one class at a time. It's per semester. And so over that time, you are eligible for financial aid. So if that's something that you are interested in utilizing, then absolutely fill out that FAFSA. And sooner rather than later, especially if you want to get started right away. Employers offer tuition reimbursement or tuition assistance. So when we're talking about wanting to move up in the company, it's not necessarily something that all employers talk about. But if you talk to your human resources representative or your benefits department, then if they offer that as an opportunity for you, then sometimes they're willing to help you pay for the cost of schooling, depending on the grades sometimes. But sometimes they will help you pay for the degree because they want to know that if you invest in yourself, they're willing to invest in you, which means that, of course, it's reciprocal. You're going to want to stay with that company because they supported you. They were there for you to help you better yourself.
I remember we had Kristen on the show a couple years ago,
yes,
who works for Caterpillar,
yes,
and her boss there was so supportive of her
absolutely
getting signed up for school. They paid for it for her to finish her degree, and she was just raving about how awesome her boss was, how much she loved working at Cat, how supportive they were, and she finished her degree with you guys.
One night a week. Yeah.
And, you know, again, I think about myself back to the things that sound good to me that makes me even think, well, I could do this. You know, I really could. I know that there are options. You can do get a degree fully online in this day and age.
Yes.
I realize that. But the thing that I love about ABE is that if I can come there, you're there. There's a place where you can actually go. You have a class just one night a week where
you still
can
have that in
person.
Yes, network.
Be motivated, be inspired, get your questions answered in person.
Yes.
Come vent.
Well, and get the
anything.
Support. I mean,
and get the support.
And it's not just from the instructor, it's from your fellow classmates. I say all the time when I was taking classes with my students, it's fascinating because as an adult, you don't expect to go into it, you know, making friends. But my students, they knew about each other's family life. They hang out outside of the classroom, and they're supporting each other through this process. And one of my students, she actually said that the friends that she made in her program as an adult are people she's closer with now than what she's been with the people that she grew up with when she went through, you know, traditional age schooling.
Yeah. So I remember that, you know, when I was in technical school, I did, you know, I'm a licensed massage therapist. So mm-hmm. I remember going through those classes, and I agree with that. That's the same thing. You do build those relationships.
Absolutely.
And you become friends, and you I'm still friends with some of those people that I went to a technical school with. So
Yeah. And it's that in person. It's that accountability, having people who have your back and can talk to you face to face. That one night a week really does set our program apart from
just an online class.
Yeah, yeah. And we still have the online component. I mean, it's hybrid, so that's the whole way that you can get a 16-week course done in 5 weeks. But you still have that face-to-face time, that one night a week.
Yeah, which I absolutely love that. So we're getting, you know, we're in the first week of December.
Yes.
Can you believe it? I mean, today's December 1st. So first week of December. And I know that people are starting to set those New Year's resolutions. And we're here for you to help you
What
achieve
a better
them.
Way to prepare for the new year than to go back to school as soon as the new year happens.
That's right. So you can stick that stake in the ground right now. You can decide, draw the line and say, you know what? I'm going to do it. I decided. It's now or never. The time is now. There's so much that you can do, so much help and opportunity here. When can they get started? How can they get started?
Yes.
What do they need to do?
So we actually, we start every 5 weeks. Our students are just this week, they'll be finishing up this last 5 weeks of classes. And then we do have time off for the winter holidays. But then we have a new group of students that will be attending orientation on the 17th. Those are students that have already applied, gotten accepted, submitted all their documents. They'll be attending an orientation to learn how to use the online management system. I'll be teaching that. but it's not too late to get in for that orientation and get accepted. And those students that are attending that, they'll be starting classes the week of January 13th. So that's when classes will start for the new year, that first five-week session. So what you need to be doing is you need to be reaching out to me. And you can go to either abe.lincolncollege.edu/Peoria, or you can reach out to me personally. My office number is 309-690-6895. We can talk about kind of the application process, but we do have a free online application. And then really it's just a matter of, if you have prior college credit, submitting those official transcripts, getting accepted, submitting your confirmation deposit, which is just a $50 confirmation deposit. It applies towards your first class's tuition, so it's not like a hidden fee or anything. It's like a placeholder to get you registered for classes. Attend that orientation so that you can learn all about the online environment and then start.
So are there different instructors that are teaching the different classes different nights a week, or?
Yes. Well, so same instructor every 5 weeks, during that 5 week time.
Okay.
So same instructor during that 5 week class, but yes, different instructor for the next class.
Okay.
So it really just depends on the class. We have fabulous instructors. We have some full-time lead faculty, and then we have a lot of adjunct faculty as well. And adjunct meaning that they're working elsewhere as well. So we have one instructor who he works full-time for ICC, and he works part-time for ISU, and he works part-time for us teaching classes. And he's just a very passionate educator, and he's amazing. And then we also have an individual who teaches at Eureka College full time. We have individuals who teach at UIS. We have one that works at Millikan. But our teachers are just kind of, our faculty, our instructors are kind of all over the place. But that kind of even more so benefits the program, because then they have the experience with other students elsewhere. And
it sounds awesome.
It. Yeah.
All right, guys. The time is now. Get in touch with Nyssa if you're ready to finish that degree or even just start your degree. It's never too late. Learning is lifelong.
Yes.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. We'll be back next week.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?